The question was asked, how do we overcome prejudices? How do we help Klal Yisrael become more united? So I think the answer here lies in a few points. The first point being, there was an old Rebbe who once said, I don't remember if it was it was one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, I don't remember whom. He said, when I was young, I thought I'd change the world. Then I said I'd change the country. Then I said I'd change my city. Then I said I'd change my community. Then I said I'd change my family. And finally I realized I wish I could change myself. It's hard enough. That's what I have to work on. I'm a firm believer that, it's not only me, I think we are taught that the greatest change we can impact the world is by changing ourselves. The more we reflect the values we want to see, the more we bring those values to the world. If we want to take a secular example of that, you can look at Mahatma Gandhi, saying people have accomplished change to the whole world by building within themselves the characteristic that they want the world to have. And I think that we each have the opportunity and responsibility to be a shining light. And sometimes we can find ways to impart that to others. And that brings us to the second point, which is the famous line Rav Kook wrote in his work Arpilei Toar, where Rav Kook wrote, HaTzadikim HaTeorim, the pure righteous people, Inam Kovlim, they do not complain about the lack of knowledge, they just add knowledge. And he has a list of quotes. Do we have them here somewhere? He used to have a sticker with that. Arpilei Tohar. We learned this piece once. I don't remember the quote by heart.
I just wanted to add that what Israel did is amazing. It's already
the best,
maybe the goal.
I'm saying, but I think we have a responsibility to overcome prejudices. But and I think every one of us who does it, shows it to others. And this can be in many realms, meaning sometimes you'll be on a bus and someone will walk onto the bus and they give a very lousy impression and people want to stay away from them. And then if we treat them nicely and we show that we see the human being behind what's going on there. I was once in the old city. There was a man on a wheelchair yelling at people. No one wanted to help him because he was yelling at people, and it wasn't so pleasant to deal with him. And then I realized the poor guy he had no legs, and he wasn't sitting comfortably on the wheelchair. So he needed help getting himself seated properly on the wheelchair. So I went over to try to help him. Of course, I got yelled at too, which is never comfortable. But it doesn't matter. The fact that someone says, I'm going to deal with this person, even though they obviously have problems, so already you've impacted the people around you. They look at the person differently. Until then, everyone was like, let me stay away from this guy, because he's yelling at everyone. I was at the Kotel this week, and there were a group of soldiers who were very rowdy. So I asked a soldier nearby, I said, who are these guys? And he told me, this is a group of problematic youth who were put in the army. These are guys who were everything, and now they're in the army. I said, okay. And then I was leaving, and one of them said, I see the look in your eye. I said, yeah, what does it say? He says, it says you want to dance with me. I said, okay. So I'm there with my hat and my jacket. And I walk over, and with a group of these guys, we started dancing. And to my surprise, their song was Hakadosh Baruch Hu Anachnu Avim Otcha. Rabbi Shalom, we love you. That's what they were singing. So you have these guys that look like gangsters, and that's what they wanted to sing. Initially, when the guy taunts me and says, I see the look in your eye, so you feel like smiling and walking away. But why? I think we have to try. We have to try to...
Just have a good eye.
Also to have a good eye and also to realize that this is really how we impact change. It's real. It's not just that this is all I can do, but rather this is how I can do a lot. Meaning sometimes we can feel like it's only me. Not true. When I do it, that's a lot.